Nolte, restaurant window brazenly smashed during Pride riot as NYC crime soars. By John Nolte on June 4, 2021. After openly declaring on Instagram Thursday that it would be staging a Pride riot, a group of left-wing thugs took to the streets of New York and brazenly broke a restaurant window, cutting a female patron. Stonewall was a riot. Pride is a riot. Pride needs to center Black trans and queer people, culture, and joy. This is not an ask but a declaration of what we will be doing in and off the streets. The Instagram post said, adding, "Our visibility is not up for debate and any form of policing or oppression against Black people will be dismantled by any means necessary." This group gathers every week, according to the Daily Mail, and clashed with police while vandalizing a statue of Christopher Columbus in April. Imagine living in a city where a group of known thugs feel perfectly comfortable announcing a riot on social media and then have no fear of breaking a window in a restaurant that is wide open for business. The breakdown of civility, of law and order in New York City, is unlike anything we have seen in decades, and it is also something we know how to stop. But the idiots of New York continue to vote for Democrat politicians who have no desire to put a stop to this lawlessness. How bad are things in New York? Violent crime is up 30% over last year, with 1,754 major crimes in just 1 week. This includes 35 shootings, 39 rapes, 105 additional sex crimes, 1,600 thefts, 708 misdemeanor assaults, and 14 hate crimes. That's not a typo. In just 1 week, New York City recorded 14 hate crimes. Yep, in one of the most left-wing cities in the country. 14 hate crimes in a single week, which is just more proof that pretty much all the racism in America can be found where Democrats live and govern. Get this. Throughout all of 2019, in North Carolina's 13 most rural counties, there were only a total of 20 hate crime allegations. So out here where all us racist Trump voters live, there are 20 hate crime allegations in a single year, while in oh-so-progressive New York City, there are 14 in a single week. Oh, yeah, we know where all the racists live. Basically, in New York City it's the Wild West. And where a sense of lawlessness is allowed to run free and criminals have no fear of facing any real justice. When you allow the terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to vandalize and loot without consequence. When your criminal justice system releases pretty much everyone rampaging through your city, this is exactly what you get. But this is obviously what the people of New York want. Why else would they continue to vote for it? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.